For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.
Are you ready to hear your candidates?
One of the nation's most closely watched political horse races played out in Owensboro Tuesday. Kentucky's U.S. Senate nominees met at the Red, White, and Blue picnic on the lawn of the Davis County Courthouse.
Our first speaker, please give a warm Davis County round of applause to challenger Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes.
Before a crowd of several hundred, Democrat Allison Lundgren Grimes utilized a classic campaign strategy. It's time for change.
Now this election, it comes at a critical time because Mitch McConnell's Washington, well, it's not working for Kentucky.
Wearing a red dress with cowboy boots, Grimes spoke forcefully as she painted McConnell as the embodiment of all that is wrong in Washington.
Kentuckians are ready for someone whose vocabulary goes beyond the word no.
Reminding the crowd that she could become Kentucky's first female senator, Grimes ripped the five-term incumbent on issues relating to women.
When it comes to increasing the minimum wage and giving hardworking Kentuckians a fighting chance, Mitch McConnell says no. When it comes to the women of this state being treated equally, Mitch McConnell says no.
While a major theme of his 2008 campaign, Grimes told the audience that McConnell's days of bringing home the bacon were over.
He'll try to harken back to decades ago where he brought money to this state. But what he won't tell you, and you and I know, the era of earmarks is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker, please give a warm Davis County welcome to incumbent Senator, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell.
Now it was McConnell's turn. The 72-year-old incumbent walked to the podium dressed in denim.
Well, it's great to be here today, and I think we finally found something my opponent and I can agree on. This race is about the next 6 years and who can be the most effective for America and for Kentucky.
The Senate Minority Leader went straight to his campaign strategy of linking Allison Lundgren Grimes to President Obama and his administration.
In 2008, the president had a great big election with a big margin in the House and a big margin in the Senate. He could do anything he wanted to, and he did. Obamacare, $1 trillion stimulus. Dodd-Frank, which is Obamacare for banks. An army of regulators crawling all over America with the view that if you're making a profit, you must be up to no good. This administration's been a job killer. There is nobody Barack Obama wants to beat worse than Mitch McConnell. And there's nothing I would like better than for him to have a bad night November the 4th. What do you think about that?
McConnell reminded spectators that his reelection would likely put him in line to run the U.S. Senate.
We need to turn this country around. If you're worried about the future of America and Kentucky, we need to go in a different direction. The way to do that is to make me the leader of a new majority to set a new agenda for America.
As for those earmarks he was chastised about by his Democratic opponent, McConnell, within eyesight of the Ohio River, closed his speech with no regrets.
$50 million for the riverfront has done great things for Owensboro. I'm proud I did it for you. It's changed this community. And we'll do it again.
Most in this Owensboro audience didn't mind the crowds and sweltering heat. After all, it was a rare opportunity to see Kentucky's U.S. Senate rivals together. It was their last scheduled joint appearance before the two face off for a KET debate on October 13th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.